This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Toll-free number for you is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian,
TJ the Spy,
and Mark.
So we had an interesting day. TJ and I and several other activists backing up our friend James Cleveland, co-host on Free Talk Live, facing 2 years in prison for recording the police. Now they're charging him with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Today was the defense day for the most part. There was one more government stooge that they had testifying. And
I had trouble getting his story. Like, that's the thing is, like, you know,
yeah, he was the worst of all the agents. He was caught in giving contradictory information on more than one occasion today.
Yeah.
And so what was happening was the defense attorney for James was comparing the man who was testifying today, the state trooper,
Blazer,
comparing his statements today with the statements he made previously at the bench trial, because this is
the bench trial, but in his search warrant affidavit, right, and in his police
and
report,
which were sworn under oath. And so, just so you know, lying is not necessarily illegal, but if you're under oath, then it becomes this magic thing called perjury. It's a crime. So when police officers swear an affidavit, what they're really an affidavit is a written statement made under oath that if it turns out to be knowingly false, that's a key word, knowingly
right.
false.
So he may just have been honestly misrecollecting what he remembered. We don't really know for sure.
It was an interesting trial today because it was the defense and James took the stand, which is an unusual tactic for a defendant. And I was glad to see that his lawyer was okay with him doing that. I thought that you were pretty critical of him, TJ.
I'm just very critical of myself too. So that's not like I'm picking on James, but you know the thing about it.
I thought he did a good job.
And, yeah, for me, you know, having kind of this legal knowledge, I was jumping in my seat going, no, Jane, no, don't answer it that way. Answer it this way. Because, he would occasionally fall. But I said, in his defense, James is not a professional witness. Police officers, first of all, if a police officer gets on the witness stand and he messes up, he's not going to go to jail. A defendant gets on the witness stand and messes up, they might go to jail. So they're going to be a lot more nervous. And the second is...
So they have the police officers have the training and they don't have the skin in the game.
Well, that and they have a ton of practice. I mean, those troopers probably have testified at hundreds of trials. So they know how to answer the questions with the yes or no. They don't elaborate. They can see the traps coming. And James walked into a few prosecutor traps. And I would try to say, well, she's going to try and get you... If she gets you into a box, just say yes or no, don't argue, don't elaborate. And he started, elaborating. So a good example, if I'm a lawyer and I say, Mr. Ian Freeman, were there press in the Pizza Hut parking lot? The correct answer is yes, there were, or no. It's not no, but there were press in the McDonald's parking lot. Because, well, sir, I didn't ask you about that. You don't answer a question that wasn't asked in court.
Don't give more information than
is
necessary.
Yeah, that's just a bad thing to do in court, is to give information away that wasn't asked for.
But sometimes it's important to do that because the questions they ask will not give you the opportunity to give. And there was one point the prosecutor was badgering him because he kept giving more information. Yes. She wanted to stop him from giving more information because to her, in that case, it would benefit her if he would just keep his mouth shut and not explain why he... So the issue was when the officer said, I'm going to arrest you if you don't move back. He was recording some police at the scene of a suicide. The officer said, I'm going to arrest you if you don't move back. He said no. Then the officer proceeded to effect the arrest. And she did not want him explaining why he said no. Yes. He wanted to explain that the reason he said no was not saying no to being arrested, but was saying no to being told to go around the corner from where he was.
And the correct the correct way to do that would have been the prosecutor would have said, Mr. Cleveland, you were told you were under arrest, and then you said no. Is that correct? Yes, I said no. And then on redirect examination, Mr. Garrity would have said, Mr. Cleveland, when you said no, will you please elaborate to the jury what you were saying
no
to?
I understand what you're saying, that that would be the proper way to do it, but it presumes that the defense attorney is on the ball enough to ask the right question
and that the jurors are paying attention to both instances, because they tune in and tune out. This is the most boring thing in the world.
Oh, yeah, one guy had his head in his hands the entire time the prosecutor was giving her closing statement, which I think was probably a good sign for us. But nonetheless, you know, in his case, I think he was right to do it because she ended up looking like a bitch. Because he was just trying to explain. He was just trying to explain himself. Yeah. Like, he just wanted to add one sentence to the word, you know. Yeah. Well, yeah, I did say no, but here's why I said no. And when she snapped at him and snipped at him, and she did not look good.
I don't know how that would play with a jury, but like,
well, you never know. They're 12 different people, so
Proper way to respond in that circumstance is, madam, you go home at the end of the day. I potentially could go to prison. There's a difference between
your honor, relevancy. I motion to strike.
Jail is really relevant to me
now. I motion to strike. I mean, the judge can uphold that motion, but you can't remove it from being heard.
You can't unring a bell. Yeah. So there's some good lawyers, they actually do. It's called throwing a skunk in the jury box. So they will deliberately ask.
It's like a really awful thing to do to people.
Well, what you do is you say, you know, a question. You know full good and well that the defense attorney, if you're the prosecutor, you know full good and well the defense attorney is going to object and the judge is going to agree and sustain the objection.
This particular attorney, this prosecutor at least, did not object as often as she probably could have.
Oh, there were I was watching tons. Like, they probably in the interest of expediency, there were tons of objections they weren't making. Then both sides had just had like a detente. They agreed. Mm-hmm. Like, both sides could ask leading questions on direct examination, which you're normally not allowed to do. But they probably agreed to head like, look, let's move this along. We'll both agree not to object to leading questions on direct as long as it's not too egregious. And so I noticed a bunch of things where they were like trying to move it as long as quickly as possible.
Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be back out there. It's a day of deliberation tomorrow in court. The trial finished up for our friend James Cleveland, facing 2 years in prison.
So what does that mean you do? Well, they're deliberating.
Sit and wait.
Well,
talk.
One of the questions the jury had is, what was jury nullification? Because the attorney actually...
Well, they wanted to learn more about it.
Yes. And so that's an interesting question because, you know, how do you explain jury nullification, which is basically the, you know...
Well, they've already been given a flyer a month ago because the same jury was impaneled for 2 months. So I flyered them a while back. They were given an opportunity to take the same flyer on Monday during jury outreach. And today, the defense attorney gave a 3-minute-long presentation in his closing statement, toward the end of his closing argument, about what was... This was like the capstone, if you will, on his closing argument about why, even if they thought
that he did everything that the prosecution, the prosecution proved their case beyond a reasonable doubt, I still ask that you find him not guilty. And I was just, my jaw about hit the floor, because if he would have tried that in federal court, he would have gotten like two words out, and then...
But we're not going to leave it at that. Tomorrow morning we're going to do more jury outreach, since we did find out that they wanted to know more about jury nullification.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to make up some custom signage tonight.
Yeah, on the back of $1 bills. So I figured the best way to get people to take your flyers...
This is a new idea.
Well, yeah, see, the problem, Ian, people don't want to take literature. It's like, oh, no, not more of this stuff. But, sir, would you like a free $1 bill? And I'm going to give them out to every single person that enters that courthouse. So I'm not trying to contaminate just the jurors. I'm giving it to everybody coming to court that day.
Yeah.
And I'm expressing my constitutional right to say, look, if you're a juror, you have a right to say not guilty, and you do not have to justify your verdict to anybody. If you say not guilty, there's no discussion. There's no reason. You don't have to justify it to anybody. That's, by the way, if you disagree with the law, jury nullification, that's what it is. It's, what do you think about this idea, Mark?
I'd like to help you hand out these, so can you give me like 50 of them?
Sure. As long as you promise to hand them out.
I'm not coming out tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk up. Can I have like 50 of them? I'll help you hand them out.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And, of course, if you're willing to, because I'm like... Am I bribing the jury? I'm giving them $1. Because I'm like, really, would a dollar influence a juror's verdict? No, the reason I'm doing it on the back of $1 bill is I want people to take my darn message and read the back of the bill.
Also, if you're giving them out to everyone, there's no argument that you're messing with the jury.
Well, you know, of course, I am a troublemaker. I plead guilty to that, you know, I know full good and well the court would not like that. But I'm allowed to do it, and I'm doing it because...
Well, you, in theory, should be allowed to do it. This is a new kind of activism. I mean, certainly we've handed out... countless jury nullification.
Yeah, and they immediately throw them in the trash because they have no. But I'm thinking about it, if it's a dollar bill,
some of them read it actually. TJ,
jurors. I've seen those like cards you hand out on college campuses, the ones that say, you know, heavy police oppression. Here are your rights. I see
them on the ground.
I see them littered all over the ground.
Sure. So to me, that says
when you give out thousands of cards,
some of them are going to get thrown down on the ground by drunk college.
But how many $1 bills are you going to see thrown on the ground?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Right. Not going to throw those out.
Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I will certainly be there to document said actions.
Am I going to get arrested tomorrow?
Hold some signage.
Well, you might be in there with your boyfriend.
Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Now they'd put you in separate cells. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
live, and you can join us here. Be part of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We are talking in great detail about the James Cleveland trial, lots of different issues that surround it, what it's like to be in court, etc. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Jury nullification, we're sort of broaching that subject here because it's super important to those of us here that are actively supporting our friends in the court system. Our friend James Cleveland, co-host on Friday nights, he's facing 2 years in prison. And while the attorney in the case, the defense attorney, certainly doesn't believe the state has met its burden of proof, he did point out today that even if the jury believes it has met its burden of proof, that they should vote to acquit, that they should use their power of jury nullification. I actually do have the audio from it. I hope we have time for it tonight. If not, I definitely will be playing it in the coming days on Free Talk Live because it's excellent. Yeah. This guy's statement, it's 3 minutes long, so it's going to be perfect for a YouTube video upload. He nails jury nullification in his explanation and his exhortation of the jury to actually use it. It was a very, I think, persuasive speech. Sadly, in New Hampshire, one of the problems here with the court system is the defense does not give the last argument. So yeah. The defense gets to go, and then the prosecutor gets to go, because that's fair, right?
Often I wish that I were the one, being the defense attorney, because there's so many things I want to say the jury.
I was ticking off the things that I would have said if I'd have been up there that he didn't say.
I just imagine these things. And, in the closing statements, one of the things that I'd like to point out to them is, look, the reason that we have a freedom of the press in this country isn't because we had some magnanimous and particularly intelligent founding fathers in this country. The reason for the freedom of the press is because of some vigilant people who worked for the press who refused to back down at some point in the past prior to the writing of the Bill of Rights.
And
ladies and gentlemen, I suggest to you that the Bill of Rights did not float from heaven down into our hands, but in fact every one of those rights was fought for by somebody who is likely pretty annoying to those who work for the government. And if you want to have more rights or you want to keep the ones you have, the people we need to protect are those who annoy us most.
Yes. Well, rights are use them or lose them. So, James, he could have complied and moved around the corner, but he drew the line there. That's where
he'd already moved back twice.
Twice, yes. And, I kind of wonder, what alternative method could have happened, if the officer could have said, well, look, if you want to stay there, that's fine, but if you get shot, it's not on me.
That's what a reasonable officer would have done.
Yeah.
Would have when James specified, and it's in the recording, James says, hey, I'm willing to take the risk.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand you're telling me there's a man with a gun over there. Gotcha. Thank you. I'm doing my job here. I'm going to take that risk.
I feel sufficiently served and protected.
Yeah.
Begone.
Move along, officer. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Jeff. He's on the line in Illinois, and my phone system's responding somewhat slowly. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Here's an idea for Mark first. When you're one of those last-minute thoughts of somehow if you have text your message to the lawyer, probably can't text it to the defendant, you're in court, and if you can't say, stand up and say, hey, I object to that, you could text your messages. One time we went to a friend's court date, and I handed...
Well, you can't text, I'm sorry, you can't text a defense attorney while he's giving a closing statement or is questioning one of subjects or
whatever. But we did have that covered. We used a program called Telegram, which is great. And we had James.
It was nice to be able to communicate with each other in the courthouse.
Yeah.
But a lot of places can't do that because in a lot of places you can't even bring a cell phone into
the
court.
Phone gets put in some envelope and shoved behind the bailiff's desk.
But, I would be saying...
able to do that.
Yeah. And so I would be saying, James, tell your attorney to make this objection or to point out this. And I would just bring it to the attorney's attention, and the attorney sometimes would take my advice and sometimes not. I mean, that's the thing is every decision I gave, it's a judgment call. There's a risk to making a motion or making an argument. And, some of the things, I would point out to James, James was not making eye contact with the jury. He was looking down at his hands. And I said, James, do not look down at your hands. because that indicates shame or I'm embarrassed somehow. You keep your head up. It either should be at the judge, the prosecutor, the defense attorney, or the testifying, or the jury. And always look at the jury. Don't stare, but every minute or two, look over. If one of them look at you, don't have a smile on your face.
And meet different eye contact. Meet different jurors' eye contact.
But you want them to see you.
Don't you think that every once in a while, like when they tell a big old fat whopper on the stand, you should go, like, you know, as a defense attorney, you should be like, give the
indignant look. That's a little risky. You're going to get away with a really trooper. It's like you can, there's a fine art to what you can get away with and not.
That's okay. True. Jeff, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Thanks a lot. Are you guys going to stamp the wording on the dollar bills, on the back of the dollar bills?
I am doing that because I am known as the bill stamper.
Wait, do you have a jury nullification bill or a stamp? Are you going to write on the dollar
bill? I am using a inkjet printer this time because it's a short order. I don't have time to get
a
stamp made.
How do you do that? How do you put dollar bills through an inkjet printer?
Very, very, well, same way you put it. Man, it's an inkjet printer. You put paper in it. It prints stuff on it.
Well, normally there's like tracks that move the normal size sheet of paper. Do you tape the dollar to the...
No, you just put them in the bill feeder and tell them you're printing a photograph or something.
Do they bother you about, like, saying you're defacing the dollar? It's not actually a dollar if a dollar is certain.
Well, okay, so here's the thing about the law. There's the law as it's written, and then there's what the cops will actually do if you, like, violate. So legally, I'm not defacing the currency with intent to render it unfit for circulation. I'm not doing it for fraudulent purposes. In other words, I'm not trying to convert a 5 into a 50. I'm not printing fake money. And I'm not printing, this is an interesting one, commercial advertising. So I cannot legally put an advertisement for, like, the Liberty Radio Network on the back of a $1 bill. That would violate Secret Service regulations.
Huh. Well, really?
Yes, really.
Oh, how about
Please don't do that, Ian.
I've been doing it for a decade.
I know, but yes, the stampede, the bin.
Where's George was what...
Where's George is okay, because that's a non-commercial speech.
Well, I mean, the church owns Free Talk Live, so...
Yeah. So
non-commercial
rules,
too.
There are rules. You are not allowed to put commercial advertising on a Federal Reserve note. You may not deface it with intent to render it unfit for circulation. You may not do it with fraudulent intent. But otherwise than that, it's perfectly fine to write whatever you want on the back of a bill and distribute it.
Jeff, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ralph in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
I consider it a great improvement or a leap of faith. From when I last talked to you, quite guilty, for you to, come to term and have a full understanding of what is reverse racism. Now, that's an ongoing case before the Supreme Court, the Abigail Pisa University of Texas race-based affirmative action. As you very well know, I do not know how Justice Antonin Scalia can be called a racist over, a legal briefing that he put out. Okay.
Yeah. I don't care.
Legal briefing. That was some questions that were asked in Cross.
What's he talking about?
He's talking about so there's a case before the Supreme Court.
Right.
I don't
know. Science, and science and blacks. Okay.
I don't care about all that
blacks.
Stuff.
I actually know the case he's talking about. Yes.
I only judge people based on their individual merits. Ralph, thanks for the call tonight. If you want to continue talking about it, we can. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But I understand what reverse racism is, and I do agree that affirmative action is essentially that. It's favoring people because of their race. 855-450-FREE, whereas people should
be pretty much was
favored based
really
on their qualifications.
Anymore.
Oh, I bet you it does in a lot of places. It's Free Talk Live. Hiring guidelines enforced by government.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Verdant primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers with RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
I'm TJ the Spy.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Lots of features are there on the site. Please enjoy them. And come out and see us in real life in about 2 months from today. It's actually starting on February 18th. Through the 21st, it's a full weekend of fun in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the Radisson Hotel. It's right in the heart of downtown Manchester. And TJ the Spy, it will not be your first Liberty Forum, but you didn't go last year, so it'll be your first one in Manchester, correct?
That is correct.
So TJ is going to be there. James, hopefully, if he's not in prison, will be at the Liberty Forum.
I'll be there stamping my bills.
Actually, he'll be probably, if he's sentenced to any kind of jail time, it'll be in jail, not prison, likely. But nonetheless, hopefully James will be able to join us as well. Mark, you and I are going to be broadcasting live every single night from the Liberty Forum. Come on out and join us, nhlibertyforum.com. The real reason to come out to this is to see the community, to experience what it's like to be around hundreds of people who care about freedom. Now, TJ, you've Are you a relatively new mover to New Hampshire? Can we call you a mover?
I would say so. Cause
you haven't really brought any clothes here or anything
Well, the only reason I don't have any clothes is because James had to be in court literally in 24 hours, so we had to get in the car and rush back.
You were in Missouri.
I was enjoying Thanksgiving with my family, with James. I was introducing him to my family.
And then he had to run back to court.
And we had to run back to court really fast, and that's the reason I've been wearing the same pants and shirt for the past, week.
We have places where you can get those.
Yes, but I'm a cheapskate sometimes. I don't want to buy clothes if I don't have to, so I just wash this, at night. And
TJ only spends money on the important things, like Chef Marvo in Hawaii.
In Hawaii, yeah. The
$600 meal.
$670 for the caviar.
It was $570 and then a tip.
Yeah.
Right.
Perhaps springing for another set of shirts and pants would give you the opportunity to sort of wash them,
It is funny because, spending money is it's not quite logical. Sometimes it's an emotional thing. Emotionally, I do not want to go buy a bunch of clothes that I don't need. Mm. So I said, I'm content to be with these stinky clothes and look dirty and grungy rather than go spend $100 and have two or three new outfits. And it's just funny how the brain works that way.
NHLibertyForum.com. Come on out. There's hundreds of people who care about freedom. A couple hundred of them already live in New Hampshire. The rest of them are people like you, maybe, considering a move to New Hampshire, already signed up for the Free State Project, or not really sure about signing, and they want to see what this is all about. Join us and Edward Snowden. He's going to be on via video link, because if he appears in real life, he'll be arrested by the feds. But nonetheless, it's a real honor to have Edward Snowden speaking to the Liberty Forum. I think it's going to be a perfect mix of personalities. It's going to be a lot of fun. You don't want to miss this. NHLibertyForum.com, February 18th through the 21st. Join us there. We'll be broadcasting live every night. Robert is on the line in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live with us. Hello, Robert.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
I've been listening to TJ Espy in the last few weeks, and he's very very interesting to listen to.
Well, thank you, sir. I try. I try not to be boring.
I got a couple of quick questions I want to ask you.
All right.
Were you in the government? Were you working for the Feds or the CIA?
Okay, so my life story is I have a BS degree in math and a BS in computer engineering, and I was going to do my PhD. Unfortunately, all of the institutions I applied to do my PhD said go to hell, and I was there with no place to go, and so I ended up at the National Security Agency quite literally as a lash. I didn't intend to go there. I needed a job, and I needed one fast. And they just happened to be, it was the war on terror. They were offering a $10,000 signing bonus if you had a degree in engineering to sign on with them. And so I submitted my resume, I think, in April of 2002. And September 30th of 2002, my clearance was granted. I entered on duty, and I started my work as a cryptographic mathematician there. And so I was a code breaker for 3 years, 9 months. And I applied to the FBI because I thought about once on my 23rd birthday, I had to be 23 to apply, but I applied and got a conditional job offer to the Federal Bureau. I was going to be a Fed, but without going into too much detail because we don't have time.
Sure.
But I ended up quitting and becoming a professional gambler. I used my degree in mathematics to play blackjack. And then
you did pretty well.
Enough to retire where I don't ever have to work again. I can't buy a Mercedes every year, but effectively, I don't ever have to work again in my life.
If you watch your spending, you'll live
comfortably. Yeah, I can pay my rent, I can pay my food, and pay my gas, and pay my insurance, but I can't really go on big fancy trips. So the question is, for me, I was having that moment, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? And I said, well, I don't know, this seems like a good thing to explore right now, and that's why I'm here. There you go, Robert.
I got to say that this is a really good blend to have you in with Free Talk Live, because you're really... I mean, this is fantastic, but I was kind of hoping you were going
to... Are you trying to get me fired, Robert?
Well,
No, I'm not doing that. But I was hoping you were going to say that maybe you were with the Feds for a little while, or maybe the CIA, because I was going to ask...
He was with the Feds.
I was a National Security Agency mathematician. And by the way, I got a NSA mug here, but I've been to the CIA, and so it's kind of weird. If you have a blue badge, you're an intelligence community employee... My NSA badge would allow me to access to the CIA campus. So I'd go down to, not Chantilly, that's the National Reconnaissance Office.
Langley.
Langley, thank you. I would go down to Langley at 3 in the morning on a Saturday. They have a wonderful little museum, but the joke is it's a museum about the history of the CIA, and you have to have a top-secret SCI clearance to get into the building, so it's the best museum you'll never see. But they do have pictures of it on the CIA website, and I would go there and just look at this museum, and there'd be nobody there, and I'd stand on the Great Seal, and I'd look at the memorial wall, all beautiful marble, and there'd be General Bill Donovan to my back right. And it was just kind of a I had this moment, I'm like, oh my God, I am standing in the middle of the Central Intelligence Agency. And it's just this surreal moment, like how many people, maybe 100,000 Americans can say that they've done that. And I know after like the first time or two, it gets boring. It's just a job. I mean, that's
fewer Americans than that can say they've been on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. That was the thing. Like, you kind of have this moment. It's like, you know, yeah, like when I got my blue badge, like every FBI agent, every CIA, NSA, when you get that badge, you take it, you're real proud of it. And then after about a year, you realize, hey, it's just a job. It's like any other job. You go to work, you do what you're supposed to do, or more importantly, you try not to do any work because that's what most government employees would prefer to do. And then you go home to your family.
All right, Robert, anything else? Real quick, go ahead.
I guess not. Thanks for the call tonight.
Oh, that might be, you know, intriguing that maybe some of us, you know, that we don't know of you.
I missed that. There was like half your question that got cut off. One more time.
I'm sorry. Was there anything there that you know, maybe have learned or discovered that was fascinating that, you know, maybe you might want to tell some of us?
Thanks, Robert, for your call tonight. Appreciate it.
Okay. You know, a lot of the things, you know, if I talk about them, like if I find another government employee, I don't care if they're USDA or FCC or SEC or FBI, we share a common language, acronym, sloth.
You call your language sloth?
Well, I call it government speak because we speak in acronyms. And the other thing that's kind of interesting is we all know about the waste. So my mom worked for the VA Medical Center, and she would talk about stories about how much money you would waste. So when you go as you're an employee, the first time you see $10,000 blown and totally wasted for no good reason, you're like, oh, my God. But you get used to it. And then you see your first $100,000 waste, and you get used to that. And then you see your first $500,000 waste. And then eventually when you see, oh, yeah, the government wasted $20 million on Trailblazer or whatever amount, it doesn't even faze you. Because,
who's counting?
You know, and it's like, so, you know, I'm getting paid. And that was kind of the thing. I mean, I went today, I work every day for 3 years, 9 months. And if I would have stayed home, I would have made the exact same difference that I made by going to work. So it was that realization. I can work as hard and do my best work I can, I'll get paid exactly the same if I don't try hard at all. I cannot be fired because I am a government employee. And so maybe some are okay with that, but it's kind of like for me, I'm an engineer and I'm like an artist. An artist, they, if you were to pay them $100,000 a year to paint, but then every week you destroy their painting, so you're just paying them to do a pointless activity, how fulfilling would that be? Well, it wasn't fulfilling for me to do all this math and write all this code to never have it be used, to never have it make a difference.
I bet.
And
our
that's why,
number,
if you want to join us, is 855-453. If that's why I want. And so that's the reason, like, you know, a lot of people think it's a glamorous job. It really was probably one of the most awful jobs I ever had, and it's kind of embarrassing. People think it's like, oh, wow, you work for the NSA. I'm like, oh, please, I cannot tell you how awful it was.
Can't take the time back, unfortunately. There's more coming up here. Jury nullification, the James Cleveland trial where our friend is facing 2 years in prison for recording the police. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We just have enough time for you. If you dial right now with you tonight, it's Ian.
And DJ the Spy.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Also, freekeen.com. You're able to follow along with the latest on the James Cleveland trial. You want to get a play-by-play, blow-by-blow, episodic description of what happened today, go to freekeen.com. Top article there by our friend and co-host Daryl W. Perry. He has been tweeting live from the courtroom for the past 2 days and has been very, very good about giving lots of detail about what was happening there. So, you know, more than we can talk about on the air, he's got it all down there at freekeen.com. So don't miss that. Later, I'll have the full video up probably sometime, I'm guessing, maybe Thursday or Friday or something like that. Sometime this weekend, you'll have the full trial video available, all however many damned hours it has been. It's been basically two full days of court, and there will still be a sentencing portion that has yet to come. So I haven't even started work on that. So that's still to come. All of it will be posted at freekeen.com. Let's go to Glenn in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, TJ, the Spy, and Mark.
Hello, gentlemen. TJ, I thought it was clear that when we assigned you this retirement cover, you weren't supposed to make reference to cryptography section.
You know, honestly, it was funny. How long did it take me to realize that I made a mistake by joining the NSA? About a week, because I published a poem about the RSA encryption algorithm in Mathematics Magazine, and I put my NSA affiliation on there, and that in and of itself is not a problem. But if you're an NSA employee and you ever put that out in public, you've got to get permission from the NSA first.
Oh.
Because it's like one of your lifetime obligations. If I ever publish anything about math or cryptography or security, I have to submit my publication to the NSA, get their permission first.
Do you have their permission to talk about being in the NSA?
I have submitted a resume for pre-publication review, so I am allowed to say I worked at the NSA.
I see.
There are certain things that I probably shouldn't say, but if, I mean, it's one of those things like, what can they do? Well, if I disclose classified national information on the public airways, they, in theory, could come after me after the Espionage Act of 1917, but that would be kind of excessive, and, you know, it's like...
Well, they do that. They can do it.
They could, but, you know, I'm just one of those things. It's like, well, I'm not going to go over a line where I'm clearly over the line. So I'm not going to, like, if someone were to say, well, you know, what Russian cryptography have you broken? I'm not going to answer that one.
You're ruining Glenn's really good joke.
All right, Glenn. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm an engineer.
Well,
that's kind of...
Yeah, well, you know, we know these guys are barely smart enough to lock a car door, but you're still supposed to make sure their firewall stays porous, all right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, it's really interesting because I'm sure, you know, like I would say, people who are considering working for the CIA or the NSA, if you have the right mindset, it can be a great job, but I really didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Glenn. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks, sir.
What does
spy poetry sound like? There once was a man from Langley. He liked to play with things that were dangly.
Well,
roses are red.
I will read. If you want, I can quote.
You really
want
to know a math poem? All right, here you go, Mark.
Take two large prime numbers, Q and P. Take the product N and the totient phi. If E and phi have GCD 1 and D is E's inverse, then you're done. For M to the E mod N gives secrecy. Now,
there's about two people in our audience that are right now saying, "Yeah, that's brilliant."
Yeah, and so.
You write that down and we'll put it on the Facebook page.
Well, it's already, you know what, of all my work that I've done, that is most cited. Like, it's been cited in calculus textbooks, in cryptography textbooks, and I thought, this is just kind of surreal. Of all the things I would do and be known for under my old name, so I published it under my birth name, not my current name. I've changed my name 5 times in my lifetime.
Right. And you're going to change it again?
Yes, I am. Because it's, you know, it's like an interesting little, first time was on a lark, but now it's kind of a fun game to go in. It's like, you had how many names, sir? Well, 5. It's like, what's wrong with you? It's like, well.
Indeed, that's the question I'm asking myself right now.
Well, you know, Mark, what is your name? You know, is it some letters in a government database on a piece of government plastic, but your name isn't what you are. It's just what the government calls you.
All right, gentlemen, I want to get this audio on the air tonight.
Okay,
so I'm teasing it. So this is the 3 minutes. Part of the closing argument from the James Cleveland trial today, amazing statement about jury nullification by attorney Paul Garrity.
Pins and needles, here we go.
If you believe the state has proven all of the elements of both offenses, I'd still ask you to find Mr. Cleveland not guilty. And I'd ask you to find him not guilty on the basis that... you can find him not guilty, even if you find that the state's proven the elements, if you think it's not fair to convict him of these two offenses. And that ability to find him not guilty, if you think it's not fair, is basically what's called jury nullification. It comes from the instruction you'll be given by the judge on what reasonable doubt means. Reasonable doubt, as the judge will explain it to you, basically says if you find that the state hasn't proven all of the elements to the offense, or the two offenses, you must find Mr. Cleveland not guilty. If you find that the state has proven all of the elements of the offenses, you should find Mr. Cleveland guilty. And that must and should language might sound kind of like a distinction without a difference, but it's a distinction with a massive difference.
Before he goes on there, he's absolutely right, and I'm so glad he said this to the jury, because if an attorney doesn't address that aspect of the judge's jury instructions, it will go right over the jury's heads. They'll hear the judge say you should find him guilty, and they'll think that means you have to find him guilty, when in point of fact, the legal difference between the terms should and must are very, very distinct.
With a massive difference. Because it's saying to you that you, the members of the jury, you can find him not guilty, even if you find the state's proven all the elements, if you think it's not fair. If you think it's not fair to brand this individual a criminal simply because he was out there doing his job, simply because he was out there at what he thought to be a safe remove, simply because he thought he was following
a federal court case from Boston that gave him the right to videotape.
Well, just to clarify, the court case doesn't give you a right to videotape. You have a right to be the media because, you know, that's your human right. But the court case that he's referring to, Glick, and then the Garrick decision out of New Hampshire and that's in some federal court, did uphold that right and did make it pretty crystal clear.
The right to videotape. He just wasn't out there with criminal intent, you have the power to acquit him. And I'd ask you to do that, to find him not guilty, to use your power. You don't have to listen to what I say. You can disregard it, but can you look at Mr. Cleveland and say, yeah, I want to brand you a criminal. I want to brand you a convict. Is he the type of person that we want to leave with a criminal record based on this conduct? I suggest and hope not. I hope you would be able to see the type of person Mr. Cleveland is from the way in which he testified, based on what he's out there doing. He wasn't out there willy-nilly. He's out there doing his job as a reporter. And utilize your powers to find him not guilty, because he's simply not the type of person that should be left with a criminal record. But initially, I'd say he didn't violate either statute. He's not guilty simply because the state hasn't proven the elements. But again, if you disagree with me, I'm asking you to use your powers of jury nullification to find him not guilty. And I'm not asking you one bit to disregard what the judge is saying with respect to the law. In fact, I'm asking you to follow his instructions on what the law is. Because his instructions will tell you you have that power to find him not guilty. And I'm asking you to do so. Thank you very much.
What do you think about that, Mark?
I think that it was a really, really powerful closing statement. I am really impressed with what I heard. I think he wrapped it up. It seems like that's the reason that they're coming back for another day of deliberations. I sincerely hope
so.
Whoever's holding strong continues to hold strong. This is an exhausting experience being in one of those jury rooms. It's so easy to go with the group. And
have you been in one?
In a jury room? I don't think so, no.
Okay. I have. You have?
I have. I've been in on voir dire, and it's like it's tedious. Because, I mean, even there in court, I care about James, but it's painful to sit there for 3 days listening to boring testimony. And I can only imagine how these jurors don't know James. They don't know us. They don't know anything. They don't really care about this case on a personal level. For them, it must be excruciating sitting there day after day having to listen to this stuff and figure out, you know, what was where, who said what, who did what, and they're going, you know, really, not murder, not rape, not burglary, but filming the cops and two people didn't want to move back, like, that's what we're here for?
Well, thank goodness James was chose to testify, because I think that helps them get to know him at least a little bit, which is something that Rich Paul didn't do during his trial, so I think James has the best chance of all of us who've ever been in a jury trial here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I think James's odds are the best, but of course you still don't want to get your hopes up, because then it could be dashed
on
the rocks.
Well, we'll see when I get arrested for jury tampering.
See you tomorrow online. In the meantime, Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.